we're going to talk about the kingdom. I mean, what else is there to talk about? And the line seems to be a lot clearer than it was when I hung up and tried for the switchboard again. So anyway, there's a couple of things that we're going to talk about in the next 2.5 hours, first hour, half hour here on Blog Talk, which is our kind of a warm-up show. Anyway, if you have a question, call in. There's a button to push, and then I can see that you have a question, and I'll answer your call. And so one of the topics that we're going to be talking about is PCMs, and what is a PCM? And that's a personal contact minister. That's something that we just kind of devised and invented, and we invented it for the use on what we call the network. The network is a series of email groups that are based on region and locality. Hopefully someday we would have one group for every state, and within every state we would have groups of congregations. But that will be up to God and you working together, because we can't make it happen. We don't have any authority to make it happen. It's up to the individual. And we're going to do a show eventually on the cruelty of Christ. I thought that's a great little title. Everybody talks about Christ being loving and sweet and wonderful, and the reality is he's got a lot of stories about how somebody was given a denarii and they didn't invest it, they didn't use it, they just kept it, they guarded it, they protected it, but they didn't use it, they didn't produce anything with it. And the master took that denarii away from that individual. Jesus talks about coming to take sight away from those who say they see and give sight to the blind. That seems pretty mean, taking sight away. The 10 foolish virgins go banging on the door, please let us in, let us in, let us in. Nope, not going to let you in, forget it. Nope, get ye from me, workers of iniquity, another point. Jesus is very clear over and over and over again that the don't work, don't eat policy that we see in the New Testament is actually the policy of God. We are to rebuke one another so that we don't find ourselves in that position where we are having sight taken away from us. I have seen this, where sight is taken away from those who refuse to see, who lollygag around and don't act upon the treasure that God has given them. Don't reach out and participate in the weightier matters of law, judgment, mercy, and faith. Now, one individual who's been querying with me through one of the network groups for some time, who doesn't really understand yet, hasn't really grasped the details of what we're talking about. He's working on it, hopefully, and he will eventually see it. But then the key element in the network is that everybody is a Minuteman for righteousness. They show up whenever there's a need. It's not about getting away with driving without a license. It's not about getting out of income tax. It's not about thumbing your nose at the unrighteous mammon and saying, we don't need you. It's about being there for somebody else. And this brings me to one of the main reasons we hear from people floating around on different groups who do actually speak up, and I commend them for that, that they don't want to pick a PCM, a personal contact minister, on the group, which is part of the bones of the group. That's what these groups are created for, so that you have an opportunity of connecting with other people. Now, we could just put everybody's email out there, and we could put your profile out there like they do on Facebook, and, you know, I know people on Facebook that they're not their real age up there. They're not their real name. It's not where they were really born. But they're on Facebook, and we could do that. A lot of people wanted us to create a network that was more personal because it would make us feel like we were more of a community, and that's the reason we didn't do that, is we don't want you to feel like you're a community. We want to actually create real communities. And so, therefore, we made it pretty black and white, pretty generic, but you had to actually make contact with somebody on the group and pick them as your contact minister. You could share some information or all the information you wanted with them, but you couldn't really just do it out there on the net where everybody could come and look for it, or anybody could come and look for it. And the reason why was really very simple, is that this is the internet is a spectator sport. people have actually written on the groups that they came and joined the group just so they could find freedom-minded people around them. And they think that's a perfectly good kingdom-type statement. But that is not. That is actually the antithesis of a kingdom-minded statement. Kingdom-minded statement is I joined the group to see what kind of service I could be to others. That's a kingdom-minded statement. Now you can memorize that and it can become part of your cheat sheet in seeking the kingdom, but the reality is eventually you will be revealed if that's not really in your heart. Because we won't see you trying to serve others. We will see you trying to serve yourself. And that is the antithesis of why Christ came. Christ came to serve others. So if you've come to gather others around you, to build up your own congregation, to find freedom-minded people, then you aren't on these groups for the right reason. And you shouldn't even be there. Now, we cast you off, but we have hope that maybe you'll repent and begin to see the light, that the reason you join the groups is so that you may be of service to others. Because if you do that, we have some evidence that you have come in the name of Christ and the character of Christ and the being of Christ. See, people think, you know, using the name of Christ is saying Messiah or Messiah and saying Yeshua or saying Yahweh, that they're doing things in the name of God because you got the spelling right. No, you're doing things in the name of God because you have the character right. Not the characters of the letters of a name, because God don't need an ID card. He doesn't have a name. He's the God with no name. Even when they gave him a name, the name was a descriptive term of his character, of the personality of his being, the corporeal and incorporeal personality of his being. It's not an identifier like a brand on the butt of a cow. He doesn't have that kind of name. So the fact that you get the spelling right doesn't mean a thing. It's when you get the character right. So if you've come to the network to gather people around you because you have a need to have people around you, or you feel a need, or you think that might be handy for you, you have not come in the name of Christ. You come in your own name. You see, what we're supposed to be doing is seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness, not our self-righteousness. And so that's why we created the network in the way it is, that you really can't get anywhere on the network until you actually start picking a PCM, a personal contact minister. And people say, well, I don't know who this guy is. Well, how do you think you get to know who he is? You know, he says he's volunteering to be a personal contact minister. He may not be. He may not be coming in the name of Christ. He may not do a very good job. And he may really just be trying to find other people to gather around him so that he could have a lot of free-minded people in case he needs help. Again, it's all about him. In case he needs help. He didn't come to serve others. And see, what we have found is many of the people who volunteer to be PCMs, those are people who actually do want to serve. You know, I had one fellow, and he might be listening to the program. He often does. He said that he doesn't want to be a minister because he's just a worker bee. What do you think a minister is? A minister is a worker bee. He is ministering. He is serving. He wants to serve others. He wants to help others. If they say, hey, we need to have a place to have a meeting, he runs out and finds a place where we can have a meeting. We need to call everybody to the meeting. Oh, yeah, I'll call everybody. There you go, worker bee, minister. Who runs the show in a congregation? Who is the authority in the congregation? Well, Christ is the authority. Well, how does Christ speak? Oh, we pick one guy who we really think is holy, and he tells us what to think. Whoa, back up. Back the truck up. The elders in each family, contending with their family and the wisdom of their wife or their children or wherever they find it, contending in patience and love, may come to know Christ, and they will be Christ in the congregation. Each elder of each family is to bring Christ into the congregation. And the minister is just that, a servant who serves Christ also, but is a worker bee, a busy guy, a guy who gets it done, a guy who you know you can trust. Well, how do you know who that is? You got to start somewhere. You don't entrust the personal contact minister with any great treasure. He's just somebody who says, I'll try to keep you guys in contact. I'll connect with other PCMs, and I'll keep you in contact with them. Now, we've got some guys, one coming up from California in the Sacramento area, going to drive all the way up to Denver. He's going to pick up another contact minister who he's going to meet there in Denver, then drive all the way out here to Summer Lake. And they're going to follow a particular route as they go. And anybody along those routes, Colorado I-25 north to I-80 west to north out of Winnemucca, Nevada, north, northeast along various state highways to Summer Lake. So that's the route that they're going to be probably taking. They will go along I-29 north, Council Bluff, and then I-80 west to either I-76 to Colorado State, Highway 14 to Fort Collins, or I-80 west to Cheyenne, Wyoming, south to I-25, Wellington, and Fort Collins. So these are some of the routes that they may be taking. They'll be taking these routes, day down here, but I assume that it's around the 29th, 30th, 31st in that area, and then heading this way. And so if you're anywhere along there, you know anybody along there who wants to meet for lunch, supper, dinner, whatever, get on the network. Tell your contact minister. Your contact minister gets more emails than you do, and so therefore he's in contact with more people, and so that he can set up meetings, help you set up meetings. That's what he's doing. He's the worker bee. He's the servant. It's no big deal. You can change your contact minister at any time. It's not a position of authority. It's a position of service. If he can handle that, maybe someday he will get up to the position of service. We are all ministers. We are all supposed to be coming to this network for the purpose of serving one another. And people haven't got that. They say, well, I want to come because I want to set up a deal where I can drive without a license, or I can set up a deal where I don't need to take their benefits anymore. I can get my benefits from the church. Well, yeah, but are you coming to supply benefits for others? You know, they talk about setting up a deal for the daily administration. You can't even connect yourselves. How are you going to do that? You know, like we went out yesterday and we split firewood for an older couple in the area that have had some health issues. And they had gotten down the firewood, but it needed a little bit more splitting. And we went down there and split it all in 45 minutes. They thought it was going to take all day, but we came down with a team. And that teamwork made it go really fast, and we were done. And actually, they wrote up a deal in the newspaper, I guess. So I haven't seen it yet because I don't get the local newspaper, but about the fact that we cut firewood for another widow. I went up there. I think we had a 9-man team in the photo, but there were actually more people than that. Some had already gone down with their own rigs, and so other people came up on different days, and we cut firewood for the needy of our community. That doesn't cut it for being the social welfare of your system, but that's a start. It's so simple to start. It's simple now because now it's not bad times. It's not hard times. The internet still works. We can make connections, but we want to get away from the connections of the internet. We want to get onto the connections of the telephone and to shortwave. But I hope and I pray that some of you are beginning to get a picture that you can't get to second base until you get to first base. You certainly aren't going to get to home plate until you get to first, second, and third. Well, what's first base? First base is you have to care about others as much as you care about yourself. Well, maybe we could go first base. You can't even get up to the plate to even start batting unless you care about God. But now you're on the run. Okay, so how do you get to this place where you are in the kingdom? You have to start caring about others as much as you care about yourself. And you don't do that now. I can guarantee you don't do that now. I wouldn't be explaining anything to you if you really did that. You got to learn what that means. Now, if you had 10,000 or 100,000, it's possible. It's possible. 360 million American citizens. there's 7 billion people in the world, we could find 100, maybe even 144,000 people who actually sing the song of the Lamb. They actually get up in the morning and try to figure out how they can be of service to others. That's the character of Christ moving in them. But they have to actually do something. They can't just cling on to that knowledge in their hearts. They have to actually put it into action like that talent. And the action, whatever action they pick, it won't be enough. You won't be able to do this on your own. You have to have Christ in you. But you aren't going to get Christ in you unless you turn your faith into action. Because faith without works is dead. You have to actually be doing something. Offering yourself as a PCM is the beginning of doing. It may not be the only beginning. There may be other beginnings. There may be other things that you can do. Personal contact minister is not a minister of the church. He's your personal contact minister. He's just, you just plugged in your terminal to this, and now you find out whether he does any good or she does any good. Or are they coming to say, oh, well, now you're going to have to always take the Sabbath off, and you're going to have to follow this particular calendar, and you're going to only be able to say Yahweh, and you have to tell me that you've accepted Jesus into your heart as your personal Savior. None of those things mean anything in the kingdom. Those are all ideas that you have in your head, and you can't impose those on others without getting away from the Spirit of Christ. You have to have the patience to let them come to the discoveries that you may have think that you've discovered. Christ was preaching to the Samaritans, to Romans. But what is he looking for? What is it? Seek the kingdom of heaven and our doctrine. Is that what he said? Seek the kingdom of heaven and our eschatology. Seek the kingdom of heaven and our catechism. Seek the kingdom in heaven and the righteousness of God. Is it righteous not to check on your neighbor? Oh, they never come out of the house all week long. They used to come out every day. I haven't seen anybody coming out of there. And there's this terrible stench coming out of there. What do you think's going on? Well, how come you haven't checked? How come you didn't set up a deal? I mean, we have a deal here. If the local widow doesn't come into the store, everybody in the community knows about it because we got watchmen on the wall that we know. Are they part of a formal congregation? No, but they're doing the work. And what did Christ say about the guys who said, oh, Lord, we've done all these great things in your name? And he said, get ye from me, you workers of iniquity. And people say, well, see, it's not works. Well, that was their opinion that what they were doing was great things. It wasn't necessarily God's opinion. But then when he turns around and turns to the other guys and say, you come into the kingdom, they say, why us? And he said, because you did this and did that and did this. Didn't say because they had faith. It's because they were actually doing what? Service. Why service? Because Christ came to serve. Their doing was Christ-like. Now that means, okay, now we go out and go to visit every prison and help everybody that we see, and we give until we weaken the poor? No. We have to give wisely, not giving for giving's sake, but give wisely for righteousness' sake. Why do we want to make people dependent upon our welfare instead of the welfare of the world? That's why if you don't work, you don't eat. Well, if you can't work and you're trying, you'd be surprised at how much people can do. Somebody was just telling me the other day about somebody who's on disability but making all kinds of money on eBay, or making money on eBay. I don't know how much it is. It might be a pittance. But you can easily make a couple $1,000s on eBay if you work at it daily. But they're on disability, so they can't work. And they're making this, and they're not declaring it. They're running it through their daughter. And that's cheating everybody around them, their whole community. They're cheating, and they don't see it. And I could give you 100 scenarios of this throughout the country. It's been going on for years and years and years. They're cheating. But in the kingdom of God, we're not supposed to have anything to do with cheaters. How do you know somebody is seeking the kingdom? Because they profess it with their lips? Because they say, Lord, Lord, or because they do it the will of the Father? Are what they doing, is what they doing, are the things that they do righteous? Are they patient? Are they long-suffering? Are they diligent? This is what's going to tell you. And you won't find out on an email group. You will find out in doing. And then what is your motivation for finding out? Well, I'm looking for guys who are really giving because I want to be surrounded by people that are really giving. Well, what about you being giving? What is one of the most important things that we give to one another? I bet you nobody's going to get that answer. Well, somebody might. Everybody answer that in their heads. What is the most, one of the most important things, one of the most important things that you can give your brother? Okay, everybody got their choice? Did you say rebuke him? you might have said love or something. But anyway, it's a trick question. But it shouldn't be that hard to figure out because as many as I love, I rebuke. That's what it says. If we love our neighbor, if we love our brother, rebuke him when he's doing wrong. Have the courage to rebuke him. If you, the wise man loveth he that rebukes. That's important that we point out that you are being slothful in your search for the kingdom because you are not gathering together. You are forsaking the gathering together. All of picking a PCM is a way to do that. The same as you log on to the group, you have made a choice to do something, but you have not logged on to the living network because you haven't picked a PCM. That's how you log on to the living network, is you make contact with a living individual. He may be doing a lousy job. You may have a lousy computer. You may have to sell it and get another one. But you can do that in a day. You can run down to any store and pick up another one. Well, you can pick another PCM. You haven't given him any power. You've given him the opportunity of service. Christ will give him the power to do it. And if you see that he's not, rebuke him and say, you know, you're not doing a very good job as a PCM. I'm going to pick somebody else if you don't. Shape up. You don't even have to tell him. You can just change anytime. Every day is election day in the kingdom of God. And so that's what we all have to start realizing and thinking about.
You have been listening to The Keys of the Kingdom with Brother Gregory of His Holy Church. For more information on the educational ministry provided by His Holy Church and Brother Gregory, including services, counseling, lectures, books, and other audio materials, please write to His Church at Summer Lake, Box 10, Summer Lake, Oregon, 97640. You can also find us on the web at www.hisholychurch.net.